The drunk driving plan that passed the Senate would make a fourth offense a felony if it occurs within 5 years of a previous offense. It would also force repeat drunk drivers to install ignition interlocks in their vehicles. Wauwatosa Democratic sponsor Jim Sullivan told his colleagues to support the plan in the name of all the people who died in drunk driving accidents on Wisconsin roadways.
Today, let's make Wisconsin roads safer on their behalf.
Sullivan's bill received a unanimous vote, just like a similar one that cleared the assembly earlier this session. But yesterday was not the final word on this issue. Assembly leaders did not agree to the Senate's changes and signaled they could call an extraordinary session to hammer out their differences. The Senate and Assembly did send a plan to the governor's desk that would increase public financing for Supreme Court elections. High court candidates targeted by independent groups would get more money, up to $2.8 million per election cycle. But Greendale Assembly Republican Jeff Stone pointed out that that price tag could go up, since there's no limit to how many candidates could apply, and no cap on how much the state could potentially spend.
You know, what's a couple million dollars? Well, right now we don't have a balance in this state. So that means it's coming out of something.
Oshkosh Democratic sponsor Gordon Hintz responded that the plan would clean up Wisconsin's elections, saying you can't put a price on impartial justice.
How many of you would feel comfortable going before a court in which the person on the other side of you in that case had given a considerable amount of money? Do you really feel like you're going to get a fair trial? And even if you are, the perception of that is what erodes very confidence in our judicial system.
The legislature also sent a plan to the governor's desk that would qualify Wisconsin for the federal Race to the Top grant money President Obama highlighted during his stop in Madison this week. It would get rid of Wisconsin's so-called firewall law that bans using student test scores to evaluate teachers. But approval did not come easily in the assembly. Majority Democrats met privately for 3 hours early this morning to come up with the votes they needed to pass the bill. They got no help from the GOP. Whitewater Republican Steve Noss argued the proposal was useless because it would not let schools use test scores to discipline bad teachers.
This bill does nothing for quality education. This is basically a race for the money, not a race to the top.
Another plan now headed to the governor aims to prevent some of the widespread fraud uncovered in the Wisconsin Sheriff's Child Care Subsidy Program. Poplar Senator Bob Jouk's plan would ban child care providers convicted of numerous crimes from receiving SHARES funding to care for kids.
This is a program that should be in place to help families work, not enable individuals to cheat.
The future of another high-profile bill remains in doubt after last night. The full legislature passed a plan that would take away the power of governors to appoint DNR secretaries. The Natural Resources Board would have that power instead, the idea being that this would insulate decisions about the environment from political influence. But the Senate changed the bill to require Senate confirmation of DNR secretaries. That bothered Republican Assemblyman Dan Meyer.
I want to see you, anybody with a straight face, stand up and tell me you're taking the politics out of this appointment.
Meyer was one of several Republicans who voted for this plan back in September, but voted against the Senate's changes last night. The final vote was 49-44, well shy of the two-thirds majority needed to override the governor should he veto this plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.